Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the Let's Make It Happen podcast. I'm Shekinah Gladden, the self-care educator, and I greet you with peace and blessings. Well, I'm so excited to be back at it again. This is part three of the What is Self-Care mini workshop. And this will conclude the mini workshop tonight. And of course, it's July the 14th, 2019. If you have not had the opportunity to listen to part one and two, I encourage you to do so. But before I begin, I just want to say that my voice may sound a little bit different. I have been suffering with sinuses and migraines since Saturday. So between Saturday and today, I have been feeling just like a ton of bricks was on me. I am telling you, it is not something I would wish on anyone. But through some things that I have in my home, I tell you, they worked. They worked. And I am so grateful. And I just give, you know, thanks to God for the healings that was provided to me. And I'm grateful for that. And I'm grateful that I'm able to sit up straight and not have an ounce of a headache so that I can record this podcast for you. If this is your first time tuning in to my podcast, thank you. And I really hope that you receive inspiration that will motivate you to create your own self-care routine. Now, if you haven't listened to part one and two of the mini workshop, I encourage you to do so because the episodes are interconnected. It's like part one, you have to do something and you need to do that in order to really do part two, and part two, you need that in order to really do part three. So they are interconnected. And of course, you don't have to do it. But if you really want to get the most from this mini workshop, I encourage you to listen to part one, two, and then part three. If you're a returning listener, thanks again, as always, for tuning in. And I greatly appreciate you for your diligence and for doing so. And of course, be sure to share my podcast with your friends, family, and others so that this message will make a difference in the lives of many others. And that's the intention of my podcasting. All right. Well, before we get started, go ahead and grab a pen, paper, a journal book, or a tablet, or whatever electronic device you have for note-taking in order for you to complete the activity I will share with you during this mini workshop. To give you a quick review, let's kind of go over what part one was all about, and I'm just going to give you a quick review. But part one was all about what is self-care, and I focused on three different definitions along with some activities. So once again, you need to go back in order for you to know what I'm talking about. And part two of the What is Self-Care workshop, I provided a self-care assessment tool to assist you with exploring your self-care needs and to give you some insight as to how much or how little you actually self-care. Once again, listen to part two in order to get the gist of what I shared during that episode. Now today, can I get an amen? Today, I will focus on ways you can start practicing self-care. We're going to keep it simple and we can take it to the next level. So it just depends on where you are in your self-care regime. You know, some of you may self-care every now and then. Some of you may not self-care at all. And then there are those of you who self-care on a regular. So I think that the things that I'm going to share with you today will benefit all of you, no matter where you are in your self-care routine. All right. So number one, I'm going to go ahead and now I'm going to focus on various ways that you can start practicing self-care. Now, the first one would be get enough sleep. For some, 6 hours is just enough. For others, maybe they need 8 hours or more. It just depends on your body and you have to tune in. That's why when you self-care, it allows you to tune in to your body so that you can get a sense of what your body needs, what works and what doesn't work for your body. So get enough sleep. And I remember about I think it's been about 5 years ago, for 4 years in a row, I had sleep deprivation, which meant I had insomnia. I had difficulty sleeping. And I did all types of things like herbal supplements. I would sprinkle lavender oil, essential oil, on a paper towel and place it underneath my pillow. I would listen to different types of meditation, hypnosis, and so forth. And I tried a variety of different things, and every now and then something worked and then it didn't work. But one thing that really, and I read the Bible, I cried, I prayed, I did it all. But one thing that really worked, I'm just saying, for me, I listened to this podcast. It's a children's bedtime podcast, believe it or not. And it's called Biddy, B-I-D-D-Y, the Duck. Biddy the Duck. And it will have you laughing, but I also drifted off to sleep and wake up smiling. And that's kind of a little bit of what it say. I think you go to sleep laughing or something like that, and you wake up smiling. But it was one of the very things that helped me to get through my sleep deprivation. I would not wish it on anyone. Sleep is important. Without adequate sleep, you cannot function properly. You cannot focus. You will make too many errors. You will make poor decisions. It will lead to other mental conditions or mental diseases and things of that nature. So you must get sleep. When you're young, you know, sometimes you can get away with it when you're younger. I did. I would stay up to 2, 3, 4, 5 o'clock creating things. But now, as I age gracefully, you know, I need sleep in order for me to function the next day. And it's good for your body. And keep this in mind, you know, heart conditions and diseases also can stem from not poor sleeping habits. So I'm not a medical doctor, but I'm a physical therapist. And of course, I'm not here to diagnose or provide you a prescription of things that you need to do. I'm basically sharing things that I have done and know of, and you have to decide what is best for you. But getting enough sleep is important. The second one is eat healthy, clean meals. Well-balanced foods that energizes and supports your body and brain. If you're, you know, foggy in the mind, you're not concentrating, or you feel like you feel you're not getting enough energy, you don't have enough energy, you're feeling, you know, lazy, so to speak, you don't have any type of desire to get things done, you're procrastinating. You know, all that could stem from unhealthy meals. Going to the fast food restaurants every day, I don't think that's going to cut it. So at some point in time, you have to make a decision to eat healthy, clean meals. I'm not here to advocate any type of healthy lifestyle or diet lifestyles like vegan, raw foodist, vegetarian, you know, their keto diet. There are so many out there. You have to decide what works for you. But the main thing is eat healthy, clean meals daily. Drink sufficient water. That's number three. Drink sufficient amount of water to hydrate your body and brain. You know, once again, when you're not hydrated physically and as well as your brain, once again, the poor focus and concentration, a foggy mind, your body and your brain needs the water. You need to hydrate. Now, I'm not here to say how much water you should drink. Some people say drink half of your body weight. Well, I have to include, you need to know if you have any heart conditions, any kidney conditions, any lung conditions. You see, some of those things can limit the amount of water that you can consume in a day. So be careful about that. Or you could be in a situation where you don't know that you have those problems. Maybe they're not diagnosed as of yet, and then you start consuming too much water and end up with those conditions. So be mindful, spread it out, start early in the morning and just sip on it throughout the day. All right, number four, go to the SPA, the spa. Get a facial, maybe a full body massage. a foot soak. And oh, let me tell you, foot soaks are so good. They are relaxing and rejuvenating. I'm telling you, I used to, during the time that I had sleep deprivation, I was going to this particular spa place and they would do foot soaks, or I think that's what they call it, foot soaks. And then they will wrap your feet with hot towels and then do a massage. And I'm telling you, I would feel so tired, but by the time I leave that place, I will be energized. So I do believe in foot soaks. And there are places around where I live, and you just check it out and Google, you know, in your area to see if there are places that offer foot soaks. And also the salt room. Now, I didn't get a chance to go to the salt room this weekend because that would have been a very good thing for me to do with my sinus issues. So I'm going to look at going to one hopefully this week and give myself a good cleansing through through the salts, just sitting in there in the salt room and inhaling and exhaling and so forth. All right, number five, read a good book while sipping tea or coffee. You don't have, or water, it's up to you. But the idea is for you to enjoy the moment. Enjoy the moment of reading a good book. Sometimes those of us, you know, you're working hard and or maybe you are in healthcare, you need to chill out. You need to just go into another zone. And so find you good books that will take you into a different zone, but one that you will enjoy. And you could do puzzles or mindfulness type puzzles. So there's all kinds of things you can do to stimulate your mind at the same time you're self-caring. You're just kind of, you know, going off in a different zone away from your daily routine of activities. Number six, meditate. Oh, I love this one. It's just learning how to be still. You can sit on the floor, you can lay down, you can sit in a chair. Meditate is simply close your eyes and just be still. Now, when you first meditate, it may seem weird because you're going to have so many thoughts racing in your mind. It's like, oh, like your mind is just going to be going 100 miles per hour, or per second. But once you get used to meditating, this will improve. Your brain will not race as much. But once again, it's something that you need to do on a regular basis to get to that level. And when you're meditating, make sure you're breathing. Inhale. And then exhale. So just do that a few times. Don't overdo the inhaling, exhaling, because I don't want you to pass out. But just periodically, while you're meditating, take a moment to inhale and exhale. It's so soothing to the body, and it does the body good. And of course, it's strengthening the lungs. And with that, it helps to reduce stress and just get you grounded and bring about clarity. Number seven, light scented candles or use a diffuser with essential oils. Now, I do both. Right now, I have a scented candle, which is infused with essential oils, and I have a diffuser that's, I put a few drops of peppermint because peppermint is very energizing to me, and I wanted to be sure that I set my atmosphere to be energizing. So you can do one or the other. Now, when you do candles, be mindful of the type of candles you're purchasing, because if you light a candle and if it gives off that black smut, you know, when you blow it out, you know, that's chemicals and that's not healthy for you. So try to get candles. I think the candle that I have has the wick that's made out of cotton. So I try to find whatever candles that have the healthier wicks, so that they do not give off chemicals, okay? So just do your research and you'll be able to find them, I'm sure. And then once again, diffuser, you can't go wrong. When I was laying here earlier today, I finally decided to use a little eucalyptus in my diffuser. All you do is add water and a few drops of essential oil and then use it so it can open up. Now, I am very particular about the brands, and so I'm not here to advocate any particular brand, and I won't. But I do not go cheap when it comes to essential oils, because once again, that's something that you're inhaling. So be mindful of that. You're inhaling it. And so you want to inhale good quality essential oils. All right. And number 8, go to the movies or to an arts show or somewhere fun with a friend. And when you do this, be sure to do it with someone that you know is positive, someone that has good energy, good vibe, in a great mood, you know, that type of friend. Number 9, paint. I remember one day I just decided I'm going to paint. You know, I think my first painting was a butterfly or something. It's my work. I don't care how it looked to anyone else, but it was something I did, and I'm proud of it still today, and I still have that painting. So painting is good. It definitely taps into your creativity, but it's spending time with your imagination, and you're putting it on a canvas, and you create what you want. So that's one thing you can do. And also write in your journal, and I love writing in my journal. So, you know, you can journal by way of, you know, in other words, you can journal for a specific amount of time, maybe 5 minutes. You say, set your clock for 5 minutes and journal, or 10 minutes, whatever you want to do. You can also journal by saying that you're going to complete a certain number of pages, maybe one page front and back, or two or three or four or five pages. Or you can journal on a particular topic. So journaling is good. It's an excellent way to help you self-care, because there are things that you may feel you cannot say to someone or say out loud, but if you put it on paper or on your tablet, whichever method you use for journaling, it will truly help to, it's like dumping, you know, you're just dumping out of you thoughts and negative energy that's entrapped. And you're giving it a place, which is on paper, to just to release it. And when you finish journaling, you will feel much better. So that's something that I like to do. Also, number 10, go for a car ride. This is one of my favorite ones, and I did this recently. I went for a car ride with the windows down while listening to my favorite music. And my favorite song that I've been listening to lately is called Summertime. Summertime by Jaden Smith. And of course, he's the son of Will Smith. But he is such a phenomenal young man. I'm telling you, he is so artistic. But I don't want to talk all about Jaden, but I just wanted to say I love his music. And this one is called Summertime. It's a beautiful song. And I'm telling you, I went riding for, I don't know, 30, 45 minutes. I just going nowhere, just on the road. And just be sure you fill up the tank now. Put some gas. Make sure you have a sufficient amount of gas in the tank. But anyway, I just went riding. I'm listening to the music. I had my green smoothie in one hand, and I'm just snapping the finger. Of course, my hand is on, you know, on the steering wheel now. But I am just in another zone. I am aware of my surroundings. I am aware of the other cars, but I'm feeling so great. I didn't care who was watching me. I was in my own world. But be a responsible driver if you do this, and just enjoy it. Car riding is a great way to get you set up in a great mood. It's another way to help you unwind, to release stress. So there are so many wonderful benefits to car riding. Try it. Also, number 11, exercise, or go for a nice long walk or dance. So you can do either of those, and they will definitely help you to feel good, and it's very good for the body. All three of those are good, have very good health benefits for the body. And the last one, number 12, disconnect from social media. Yes, you must take some time away from the social media. If you are a social media junkie, I'm telling you, it's going to have some effects on you down the road. I like social media for the purpose of inspiration, and also it's my way of posting, you know, things that I do to help make a difference, a positive difference. And that's how I utilize social media. But there are many of you out there, you need to take a break from it. And believe me, once you take a break from social media, you're going to see the difference. Your thought process is going to be different. Just try it. You don't have to trust me. Just do it. Maybe for one day. Just one day. Don't even look at social media. Don't read anything. Just stay off it for one day. And you'll see what I mean. All right, so self-care does not include working and answering your phone all day. Now, if you're going to take some time to self-care, you need to make sure, especially if you have children, you have a spouse or what have you, be sure that you let someone know that you're doing your self-care or you're going to have some me time. And that, you know, make sure you make some arrangements in case of an emergency. They know how to reach you. But that you're basically going to shut everything off. Okay? So once again, be responsible according to your situation. But what I do is I pretty much shut it off and enjoy your time alone or whatever it is that you're going to do that's helpful for your, as far as your self-care. Because if you are quote unquote self-caring, you know, and then you're still working and answer the phone, you're not self-caring. That's the point I'm making. You're not doing self-care. Self-care is when you shut it all down and you focus on you. Self-care is not selfish, but it is necessary in order for you to rejuvenate so that you can, you know, function on a whole different level. You empty your cup, how are you going to fill it? You fill it up by self-caring. That's the purpose of self-care. No excuse. You don't have to spend money to self-care. Or you can spend money. It's up to what it is that you want to do. But at the end of the day, it is important. So this concludes my What is Self-Care series. It consists of 3 episodes or 3 parts. Be sure to share this episode with others. I thank you for tuning in, and hopefully you will use the information to help you create your very own self-care routine. This is just a mini series, a snippet of something that I'm going to do in the future, and I will share with you as we get closer to that time. But for right now, you have enough information to help you get started with developing your own self-care routine. Once again, share my podcast with others, and you can find them on various podcasting sites such as Apple, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and of course, right here on Anchor. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. May this information be a blessing to you. Well, hello. Thanks for tuning in. This is the Let's Make It Happen podcast. I'm your host, Shekinah Gladden, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the part 3B of the What is Self-Care mini workshop. Now, if you've listened to 3A, then you've had an opportunity to hear me share with you various ways in which you can self-care. Part 3B, I want to quickly share with you an activity to help you put in place everything that I shared from part 1 all the way through to this episode. What you're going to do is write down at least 2 things you would like to do as part of your self-care routine. Now, you can choose from the list of items I shared in the previous episode, or you could create your very own. I'm going to give you 10 seconds to jot that down. Ready? Go. All right, stop. Now, you're probably thinking that was quick. And that's okay. If you need more time, this is something that you will do in your own free time. I just wanted to create a platform for you to at least feel like you're doing this activity with someone else. But what you're going to do is create your own list of things that you would like to do as part of your self-care routine. And you will need to get a calendar. Now, if you already have a planner which has a calendar in it, or if you don't have a calendar, you can always create one. You can print one, Google free calendars to print, and you can print it yourself. Or if you want to just be creative, you could take a plain sheet of paper, use a pen, and draw the lines and add in the date Sunday through Saturday, or however you want to do it. You could do it that way. All right. So be sure that you look at the calendar for the month of July. And of course, go ahead and plan for the month of August. Let's do this for the next 4 weeks. And what you're going to do is plot one day out of the week that you're going to self-care. So let's take the list of items that you have already written down as far as the things that you want to do to self-care, and plot it for starting this week. And do that for the next 4 weeks. If you want to go longer, you can go longer. But I just wanted to give you an idea of what you can do to get started. And what your goal is to actually do that activity. No excuses. Unless something detrimental is occurring, emergency that you have to attend to, then just plot it or reschedule it for another day. But once you put it down on your calendar, make sure that you set aside the time to do it. You want to indicate how much time. Are you going to do this for 20 minutes, 10 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, half a day, a whole day? You make that decision. Start small and then progress as time goes on. All right, so that actually concludes the What is Self-Care mini workshop. I wanted to be sure that you heard this segment so that you would know how to put together your plan by using a calendar and just simply make it happen. All right, thank you so much for tuning in. This will conclude the series. I thank you so much, and hopefully you will use the information once again, as I stated before, to help you create your very own self-care routine. And of course, you can find my podcasts on various podcasting sites such as Apple iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher, and many others. Thank you again, and have a wonderful, wonderful evening. Peace and blessings.